Hi, it's Manuel Goldstein, and you're living in sin.
Gonna say this to the people, not so much the people in the audience, the people sitting in my mind. Donde está los digits do DJ rap?
June 7th, 2005, Dexter Douglas with you, Living in Sin, go. Right. Living in Sin is back
after a week of hiatus.
Yes, after some hiatus and a Star Wars extravaganza,
which unfortunately has not yet been mixed.
That has yet to be edited.
Lucas is making his director's cut of the extravaganza.
Yes, Dexter is making his cut. This is a great track, by the way. What's the name of this track?
Never Gonna Come Back Down, BT.
Yes.
Somebody's mix of it, but I can't for the life of me remember who.
It's still good.
I love this fucking track.
So we're back. Yeah, that's right. We're, I wonder if you missed us. Did you miss us?
Well, if you're like one of five people who downloaded us, it's possible.
Did we stop talking soon enough? For those of you that,
have actually given us some creative criticism.
Yeah,
Thank you.
No, wait. Does that mean that he gets the prize?
Well, he did not email us.
Ah, she gets no prize.
So, anyway, let's do the introduction, shall we?
Yes, yes. To my right,
we have the one, the only.
I'm a stinky boy.
Yeah, he is the boy.
He's the boy.
And he does indeed stink.
And to my further left,
we have the one, the only, the man, the myth, the legend, Largo.
Largo.
And Largo is currently enjoying a wonderful room temperature Guinness.
I drank a 40 and some other stuff.
And the boy's cocktail.
And the boy's cocktail.
I promise you, no cock was added.
So we got some stuff to talk about tonight. Episode 3, obviously, which I'm sure we'll talk about a little bit.
Probably.
We've got announcement of two big video game consoles on the horizon.
One of which we care about, one of which we don't.
And one of which we care... Well, neither of which we... An idea for Nintendo. We've got some other good things that are coming up.
We've always got good things. Geeky, just random bickering.
Yeah, some stuff that's been going on. All right, so what's been going on? What's new and exciting?
You know, I could probably fill up the whole hour just bitching about things.
I know. Let's start with the obvious thing. If you haven't seen it yet, crawl out from under your rock. If you don't have the cash, write me. I'll send you a money order for the $7.50 so that you can go see Star Wars Episode 3.
Mind you, that is limited to the first blah number of people that send said request.
Yeah. If you send me an email saying, look, Dex, I can't afford to go see the movie, I will send you the money to go see the movie.
Although you do have to email us a scan of the ticket stub.
No, you have to mail me the ticket stub. At least spend the 37 cents to mail me the ticket stub. And tell me what you thought.
Like those poor people during the extravaganza who told us what they thought.
The whopping four of them that came over.
And the two 8-year-olds.
And the two employees we accosted to get them away from their work.
And that poor...
That poor girl that we scared the ever-loving shit out of.
I'm sure she's
if we
nightmares.
Could only do a video of said interview.
Oh, if we could only have a video of us skanking around the room with the opening track.
Yeah.
That could be arranged.
No, it's not. It can't be because the moment has passed.
No.
Next week.
We'll have a different...
Next time.
It's too bad we don't have smell-o-vision. We can give you a taste of what these are.
Technically, we could take a paper towel, wipe it under the boy's armpit, and mail it to somebody if they really wanted it.
We could give you a...
Dear God.
A little sample of how ripe the Douglas Studios are right now.
Okay,
I don't know why Kit...
I
got to say this. Kit wanted... Normally, there's a candy jar outside on my counter.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That I usually fill with M&M's because I'm an M&M junkie.
But you're out of them right now.
Well, I have some, but I have a secret stash.
Secret stash.
But Kit bought gumballs this week. And I'm eating one right now and it makes bad radio. I got to get this out of my mouth.
And realistically, we should probably also kill the opening theme, too.
Probably.
Oh, I'm just going to let it play a little bit.
I'm going to fetch a Wawa. Anyone else want one?
Water. Hey, we couldn't take
care of that. We just started
the show.
Well, it's not like I talk that much anyway, so nobody will miss me.
Yeah, it's not like you have anything good to say.
If you're going out, get me one.
All right, so Largo, what have you been up to?
Well, school's done, so the subbing gig has pretty much dried up.
I noticed you're reading something. What exactly are you reading?
Right now I'm reading a Doctor Who novel called 10 Little Aliens. It's sitting out in the other room, so unfortunately I can't give you the author. I think it's Stephen Cole, but I'm not sure.
How is that?
Excellent. Excellent.
How many Doctor Who books have you read so far?
Probably at least 20. Again, I'm in a very interesting experiment right now. My buddy Sparky decided that he was going to try to introduce me to Doctor Who in order. So, I mean, originally we were going to do the second Doctor. So I got the second Doctor in chronological order, and then he decided to kick me back to the first Doctor. So I'm now easing up on the tail end of the first Doctor. And it's a very interesting experiment because you end up mixing episodes from 1966, an old black and white TV show, with novels that have a more modern sensibility. And it's amazing how well they actually jive together, despite the fact they really shouldn't at all.
Cool.
Because I mean, the political climate at the time the TV show was produced was entirely different from the stuff that's being put out now. But
nice.
It actually works in a very, very interesting way.
So the Doctor is good.
Oh, God, yeah. And there's a reason it's the longest-running science fiction program in existence. And it's back, by the way.
Yes, it is. What's it on right now? Sci-fi, BBC America?
It's only on BBC. There are other countries that are showing it. We do not have it in America at all. The only way to get it is to download it from our good cousins across the pond.
Nice.
So sci-fi had a chance to get it. They passed on it, and it's just another reason why I fucking hate the Sci-Fi Channel.
Yeah, down to sci-fi.
Big
so
down.
This may very be, these next couple of episodes, dear listener, may be the last couple of episodes that you hear from the Spacious Douglas Studios, only because, only because the FM stuff is coming possible fruition. And can you guys fill up some air here? I need to do something for Kit.
I'm gonna fill up some air.
Boy, please don't make me hurt you. I mean, it could be worse. We could be doing the sound check song.
Sound check, nothing but sound check.
Don't ruin my show.
Too late.
Dude, we ruin your show every time.
I'll
we
send
walk
you a check
it.
For the bandwidth.
Yeah. But, technically I guess we could start the video game segment since we really don't need decks for this anyway.
Well, I'd like to have a screen in front of me to get the specs proper.
Well, you've got a screen in front of you.
Yes, but I've got to go through a dex to get it.
Yes, you do.
As much fun as going through dex would be.
Well, surely you have some of this committed to memory, do you not?
I mean, other than the nifty thing that IBM plans to release the cell processor to consumer use after the PS3 is released...
And what, Pratel, is the cell processor?
It is the processor that Sony commissioned IBM directly to construct for them for the system.
Yes.
Basically, if you have an equivalent, we'll say a 2 gigahertz cell processor compared to an Intel 2 gigahertz processor.
A Pentium?
Yes, the Pentium 4. If you're comparing them on raw speed, the cell processor runs like a 10 gigahertz Intel processor.
Why?
Do you know the science behind it?
Basically, it's a multi-core processor.
How many cores? 2 core?
I believe it's 3.
3 core?
I think it's a 3 core processor.
Sorry, I'm taking my mic off the stand.
Oh, baby, I love it when you take it off.
Oh, I'm just going to relax a little bit here.
If that button on your boxers comes undone, I'm going to be very upset.
And if you keep pulling up your earphones, I'm going to be very upset.
Okay, so do you need to see a screen or something?
If we were going to talk about the exact specifics of the PS3, you could
bring
them up.
Well, I'm sure you can bring them up, but...
But realistically, anybody who's listening
anybody
can do that
go
can
get them.
On their own. There's actually a very wonderful article on GameStop. And yes, I'm pimping GameStop. Not GameStop,
don't.
GameSpot, rather.
GameSpot.
Don't you have to have a subscription to see anything on GameSpot?
No. If you want to download movies off of there, you need to have a subscription, or else you have to stream the damn things, which sucks.
No, it's free.
You just give them your email address, that's it. And they don't really spam you or anything either.
There's got to be a free... There's going to be some people out there who have...
There's a premium account where you don't have to wait to download things, but I've never experienced a wait in my life. So, But basically, the selling points of the PS3. For one, it's got Wi-Fi. Have another drink, boy. It has gigabyte Wi-Fi internet in the back. It has, I believe...
Gigabit Wi-Fi, what is that?
As in, like, your Ethernet card that transfers.
Oh, there's
gigabyte.
A gigabit Ethernet card.
That's Wi-Fi in the back
and
end.
Plus Wi-Fi, because there's no such thing as gigabit Wi-Fi.
It is.
Really?
Yes.
Huh. I'll have to look into it. I may be wrong.
I like how he gives that very succinct...
Huh.
Ha!
Hey-o!
Yeah!
The other interesting selling point behind it is it's backwards compatible with PS2 and 1. Well, the thing is, now everybody and their brother's getting on the boat.
Yeah, but is the next console going to talk about backwards compatible?
Xbox?
Yes.
From what I've heard contradicting rumors.
Xbox 360.
I've also heard contradicting rumors that are saying they're removing the hard drive from it.
I thought it was going to be called the Xbox Next.
They decided to call it 360.
Why?
Because
stupid.
Microsoft decided to turn it all around for themselves, I guess. I don't know.
You know, it's liquid cool. That's
or maybe
kinda,
they turn around and stick their ass
until it falls off somebody's until it falls off somebody's shelf.
Yeah.
Smashes open and then, you know.
Oh, nitrogen.
Wets itself.
Yeah.
My Xbox peas.
Keep in mind, I'm not a big Xbox fan to begin with.
I'm not really either.
The only downside of the PS3 that I've heard so far, I have not held a controller in my hands, but it's shaped like a goddamn batarang.
This is a bad thing. Why?
Well, it depends. If the actual, you know, well, not like, you know, got the pointy ears.
Didn't they make third-party controllers that were this kind of streamlined?
I don't know. I haven't seen them.
I think they did.
The default controller. Oh, it's also Wi-Fi controllers. They're Bluetooth.
Oh.
Up to 7 controllers at the same time.
Yeah,
sweet.
Didn't they have problems with the Bluetooth compatibility?
No.
With No. I'm saying.
Oh, something else.
Do you remember articles when the WaveBird came out that people upstairs...
No, they
like,
were not using Bluetooth, but they were using...
Oh, no, like the next floor, like somebody was sitting at the screen and could see somebody inputting information from like the floor below them. They were getting passwords or something. So Nintendo issued an article saying do not enter your passwords using a WaveBird. I remember that somewhere.
I don't remember exactly.
So what would it take to write a, you know, like a...
A script, buddy?
Yeah, like a virus of some sort that you walk...
Piggybacks through it. Probably not that hard.
We'll have to see. I mean, we'll see when the hardware
comes out. Sure happen.
So which one are you going to buy? Okay, talk about the 360 first. Do you have anything to say about the 360?
I really haven't read up too much on it because, well, I don't like Microsoft to begin with.
Yeah, well, none of us do, but...
And the thing is, originally they were saying they were not going to be backwards compatible with Xbox One software.
Which
no.
would be fucking
and I was going,
stupid.
That's stupid. That's Tony Atlas. All right? Not to say there's anything wrong with Tony Atlas. I'm just referencing...
Apologies to anybody who's not an old-school wrestling geek right now. You just completely missed that reference.
If you are an old-school geek... if you're not an old-school geek, look up the first appearance of Saba Simba. All right?
WrestleCrap.
Yeah, look at WrestleCrap, the book. Great book.
There's a book called WrestleCrap?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
What's that about?
All
the really
stupid
things they've done in wrestling.
Like what? Give me
the
some
Red Rooster.
Anybody read it?
The giant egg.
Both read it.
Yeah. Let's talk about this. This is kind of interesting.
Well, the gobbledygooker.
Gobbledygooker?
Do you remember the gobbledygooker?
No, you got to remember that. I was like a Saturday morning.
I'm a passive wrestling fan.
Yeah, I wasn't a big
well,
wrestling fan.
For 6 or 8 months. The WWF, as it was at the time, was hyping the hell out of this giant egg that was supposed to hatch at the Survivor Series, which is their pay-per-view that goes around Thanksgiving time.
Yeah.
And
giant egg.
When the egg hatched, what came out was some goof dressed in, like, this half-ass chicken costume. and it was called the Gobbledygooker, and it was supposed to be like the WWF's new mascot. And the crowd just, it just immediately started booing and throwing shit. And the announcers had to keep pretending. They're like, oh, listen to the crowd. The kids love him. And it was probably one of the most horrifyingly embarrassing things I can remember from my childhood ever watching.
When was this? Like, what, can you cite a year? God. And or around?
Mid-80s?
Really?
Might even have been the late 80s, but yeah.
Listener, if you know anything about the Gobbledygookers, send us an email.
Well, the writers of Wrestle Crap.
It was bad. Oh, my God, was it bad.
What else was it? This is kind of fascinating.
They talked about the WCW, how they used to do these little half-assed movies that were supposed to set up the
laser eye.
The matches between your main participants at whatever, Bash the Beach, or what the hell is the other one?
Bash the Beach.
Whatever their pay-per-views were.
I forget. Starcade.
Starcade, yeah. But there was one where it was Sting and who the hell was the...
I have no idea.
It wasn't Jake the Snake.
Yeah, he showed up briefly.
But who
he
the hell was
training
Cactus Jack?
No.
No, but anyway, they actually at some point had them staring at each other, and they animated these really crappy laser beams coming out of their eyes.
And then boom!
It was
blows up.
Terrible.
That's awesome.
It's actually a website, too. WrestleCrap is a website, which is where all this stuff actually came from.
WrestleCrap.
It was popular enough, he put it together as a book.
WrestleCrap.com?
I have no idea what it actually is.
We'll check it out.
You have to do Google. But, he actually has rotating footage that he keeps up on the WrestleCrap site, so you can actually see some of this stuff.
That's fantastic. So who else? Like, what? Did you say something about a rooster?
The Red Rooster was the angle they were working at the time was Bobby Heenan. He was a manager. Was saying that he could make a superstar out of anyone. So they got this skinny kid and started calling him the Red Rooster because they dyed up a big red mohawk in the middle of his head. And it was, again, a terrible thing that they kept trying to push because Vince McMahon doesn't know when to stop.
Hey, didn't he become Tatanka?
I don't think so.
Tatanka? Tatanka was great.
I've watched wrestling matches with him recently. Don't tell me he was great.
Like, was it like 93, 94, whatever, in around there with Tatanka? Tatanka was... Like,
I think me and Ron were watching WrestleMania, what, 5?
You can say that. Digital Ron.
Yeah, Ron.
I think we were watching WrestleMania 5 or 6. And it was like Razor Ramon versus Tatanka.
I was going to say Razor Ramon, and he put the Razor's Edge on you.
Hey, Chico. Mamusa.
Machismo. Mamusa. What is that, mammal? Man,
there's a story behind Mamusa. This was, again, around the time that Razor Ramon first came onto the scene. And our buddy Hot Rod was just all about doing that, flicking the toothpick at people and just being a dick, you know? And our other buddy, the Albino, decided that he was...
Okay, we're running out of nicknames when you start naming your friends.
No,
I know who you're talking about, but I'm just...
There's
another
story about the Albino.
We're running out of nicknames.
No, we called him the Albino before we ever came up
with
it.
All right.
But the Albino came up to the door, and he decided he was going to impress Hot Rod by saying the Razor Ramon thing as Hot Rod opened the door. And he opened the door, and the Albino looks at him, flicks the toothpick, and goes, Mamusa. Hot Rod looks at him and goes, it's machismo, you idiots.
Mamusa.
So we later decided that Mamusa was a fragrance. It was the smell of old pizza and gasoline, because Hot Rod was delivering pizzas at the time.
Mamusa. I think that might be mammal. Mamusa.
Well, we need to go make that our word of the day.
That would be my wrestler name. I'd be the mammal.
What are you going to do? Look at me lactate on you.
Yeah. I have hot blood. Check it and see.
You got a fever of 103.
As long as you say you're my rectum.
Hey, you can do more than dance. All right, anyway.
Hot blood.
So we're talking about the Cleveland Steamer.
With his finisher, the hot lunch.
Stop.
It hurts where I pee.
Nobody can finish the hot lunch. Anyway.
Wow, we just did a massive digression.
Whee!
That's what we call sidetrack. Sorry, the other story for the Albino. We call him the Albino because he's very pale and blonde. And at one point during the winter, we were out sled riding. This was when we were, you know, much younger. And the albino was up on the snow-covered hillside, and I wasn't wearing my glasses. And he was talking to me from up on the hill. And I just look up and say, "Dude, I can't see you." And my sister goes, "Oh, that's just mean." Because literally, I yeah. couldn't see him because I wasn't wearing my glasses.
Do you think Serge would do a show?
I don't know. He might.
I can drop docs on Serge because, frankly,
his name sounds like a pseudonym.
Yeah, he'd hand your ass to you anyway, I'm sure.
I picked up people ever in you.
He's got the Chernobyl strike.
Note to self, don't let him know this episode exists.
Don't make him mad. You wouldn't like him when he's mad.
Oh, man.
Relay this information, because I'm sure he'll find it quite humorous.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, then he might come up here and put a stick in your ass.
That's fine. We can get it recorded. That's fantastic.
That's living in sin.
Yes.
Go!
So anyway, so we're talking about the Xbox 360.
Crap.
I think we were.
We were trying to, and I went, "I don't know a whole lot about it, because I think it's going to be a piece of poop."
I know a lot
Although
of people who would argue
earlier.
With you.
Well, of course.
No,
stupid.
That, here's the great idea that Microsoft has. There's rumor that they will launch Halo 3 on the release day of the PS3 here to try to harm sales.
So that's going to work.
Halo 3 is going to be for the Xbox.
Yes.
That's dumb. Why not keep it waiting?
Well, no, they're releasing the Xbox 360 before the PS3.
Yeah, I did read something like that.
But the thing that gets me is, okay, when has a console game ever beat a console?
Well, okay, you know what's going to end up happening? This is what's going to end up happening. I'll take a PS3 and Halo 3, please.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen. It's $50.
Especially seeing as the rumored launch release price of the PS3
yes.
is going to be the same as the PS2's launch release of $360.
You're kidding.
No.
I thought the thing was going to be like $500.
No, they have said.
What's the 360's release price going to be?
I have no idea.
Could you speculate?
If I had to speculate,
$300.
Microsoft will try to beat out the PS3's price. They'll make it slightly cheaper, but not by too much.
Like $300, like they're doing.
It's supposed to be significantly less powerful.
What?
I don't know.
In comparison.
I thought you meant than the first Xbox. I was gonna say, that'd be really stupid.
Yeah.
But the thing is, if they remove the hard drive from the Xbox 360...
I mean, I think that's going to happen.
Well, no, the thing is...
Piracy bad!
Well...
And you know what I
Fire
say?
Bad.
Uncle Billy, although we record our show on your operating system, it is because we have no choice.
Well, we do have a choice. It's just that Dexter likes
simplicity?
A certain game. And that game would be Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic. And I like Freelancer, although Microsoft did buy Digital Anvil, and that's fine. But I can't get those games on Linux, so I'm going to play them on XP. I'm going to play them on my Windows box, because I really enjoy those games. And if you hear the fan in the back, like if you hear a fan in the background here...
That's keeping the pooter cold.
Because Julia likes to, you know, when it gets hot outside, she's hot. I mean...
And she can't strip down
to
cool.
She's hot, and I can't keep the heat off of her.
And for the record, Julia's the computer, in case you didn't catch
that. Yeah, Julia's the box that's recording this.
Oh, yeah, it's the box.
It's the box.
Mm,
she's quite sexy.
Good.
If you haven't noticed, if you guys haven't seen her lately, I stripped her outer case and rewired her switching.
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
And so she's just down to her bare aluminum. I mean, it's...
she's exposed.
It's as good as it gets.
It's like, you know, the front of Maxim or Sync magazine, for that matter.
Oh, we got to get onto that.
Shall we leap onto that?
Yeah, let's get to that.
Okay, for those who are not in the know, through Electronics Boutique, before it became EB Games, when you joined up to what the hell was the
it
thing?
Was their pre-owned buyer's club. It was like $10.
Yeah, and you got a free magazine with it. That magazine being GMR, or Gamer, however you want to say it.
Gamer magazine, yeah.
And really, it was probably the best gaming magazine out there, at least as far as the three of us were concerned.
Well, yeah, I mean, I used to, yes, I'm a former employee of EB Games. And $10, 10 months, 10 issues, and you got 10% off all your pre-owned games. And it was a good deal. The magazine actually had some half-decent reviews. They weren't as biased as, you know, PSM or Xbox Mag, and they weren't as pimping as, like, GamePro and stuff. And they did their job.
And moreover, they had a really snarky attitude that I just appreciated.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was very well-written, and they covered a lot of retro gaming and just things that I liked, and Though granted, they didn't have tips and tricks puzzles in the back. Now, mind you, this is the only reason I waited for the end of the month, because tips and tricks would come out. And seriously, if you haven't checked out a great mag, go pick up an issue of Ticks and Trips of Ticks and Chiggers. Tricks and Tips.
Yes.
Because in the back of them, they've got these color. You color in these blocks based on this puzzle, and when you're done, it's a video game character of some sort in these things. And we would sit around. I'm serious, swear to God, we would stand around at night. And I hope my ex-employers are listening to this. Yes, we would stand around because we make crap for a wage, and we'd stand around and color in these blocks on work time, and then we'd hang them up in the back. So we had this collection of all the characters that we'd have, and then we'd have little balloons and have them say something like "Meet your goals" or "Meet your doom" and things like that. And it was fun. So Tips and Tricks was my favorite video game magazine. I didn't read any of the tips nor the tricks, but I did do the puzzle.
You did the puzzle.
But GMR Gamer was a great magazine for what it was, and then they discontinued it because Ziff Davis.
Quote-unquote miscellaneous terms that were too numerous to go into for the standard reasons, but they didn't want to talk about it. That was what they said in their last issue.
Yeah.
And
so anyway,
this thing is, it was their second year. Excellent, excellent mag. They're talking about
great magazine.
The ride of success that they were having, saying, that's why it's hard for us to say this is our last issue.
Yeah.
And they didn't want to go into it.
Great magazine. Albeit some of the... am I using that word right?
Albeit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Albeit some of the screenshots sometimes were...
a little grainy,
meh,
but they were doing it on a shoestring budget.
Yeah, I mean, by no means are they what is it, Play?
Yeah, not at all.
That magazine is gorgeous, but at any rate.
This month, what did you get in the mail? Sync, the magazine for men that involves video games and technology.
Actually, what's the tagline on there?
Yeah,
actually,
read the tagline on the mag. Guys like gadgets or something.
Something like get.
Come here. Gadgets for a man's life.
Uh-huh.
Who wants to talk about the cover? Well, first off, think about this. This is the magazine that replaced everyone's subscription after it was terminated, with the remaining money left in their subscriptions.
Yes.
So we've got 10-year-old kids... who have subscriptions to this mag.
Let me put it this way. The reason Gamer was released the way it was because this magazine would go to people's houses. A family of maybe 3 or 4 kids would have a subscription to Gamer because they have the 10% discount, not only for all their pre-owned stuff, but we are pimping EB hard, and it's harder than I'd like to pimp it. But anyway... they get the 10% off, and they get this magazine. And they would come in and say, hey, I saw this in the magazine. I'd like to pre-order this game. I'd like to see this game. You know, do you have any pre-owned copies or have not, whatnot? But
mm-hmm.
And that was great because that gave them, you know, like what Nintendo Power did for us, basically.
Back in the day.
Yeah, man, this game is coming out. It looks fantastic. Can't wait to get it.
Yeah,
or it had, you know, it had some sort of tips or stuff to it. This pile of crap.
Well, the thing is, your average reader base was about, what, 17, 18?
If that.
But you had a lot of younger kids with Gamer magazine.
Oh, yeah.
Because there were a lot of them writing in and complaining, you know, oh, these are mature games and I can't buy them because my parents won't buy them for me.
Right.
And we're going, well, you know, tough titty. But this steaming pile of shite, if I wanted Maxim Light, I'd go out and buy myself a Maxim.
Yeah, this is basically Maxim. Which I've always had a problem with is I don't know where Maxim gets off with the their uncanny ability to rate video games. I have a problem with it, but anyway.
Bill and Ted for the Nintendo? Oh, 10 out of 10. Yep. It's the greatest game ever.
But I mean, anyway, there was a whopping 2 pages in
of video games
that had
in here.
Anything to do with video
games. That's true.
And how many pages of TNA were in here?
Not as many as you actually seemed to make it out, but still more
enough.
Than enough.
More than my 10... No, my 10... I don't have a 10-year-old.
More than I would like my
10-year-old. More than I would like a 10-year-old to see.
I mean, it's not like that shot.
It's not like, you know, anybody's flashing actual nips here or anything.
No, but...
let me take a closer look. No, unfortunately. Although she is hot.
I have to tell you, if parents take this thing away from your kids...
it's a steaming pile of crap.
I mean, right. moreover, it's just... I read
it's not
through.
Even a gaming magazine.
We covered that already. I read through some of it, and it's just... it's stupid. It's fucking stupid. It is poorly written... They're trying to cop the same kind of snarky attitude that Gamer had, but failing miserably.
Yes.
I mean, what was the list of 35 things never to do with your technology?
Oh,
yeah.
Hold on, we got to read that.
Yeah, we got to bring that up.
I remember what number one was Never Mix Another Man a CD.
What?
You're not supposed to mix a CD for another man. That's one thing you never do with your technology.
What?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm here. Where the frill are
Yeah, so hey, don't stop copying all these episodes to a CD to give them to your friends.
Yep.
Yeah.
Don't do it, lamer.
Yeah, don't do it.
Another one was like, don't answer your cell phone with anything other than hello. Do not say shoot. Do not say go.
Oh, yeah, and the Adam and Eve.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Oh, yeah, there's an Adam and Eve ad in here. If you don't know what Adam and Eve is, and you're old enough to do so, go to adamandeve.com, and you will learn quickly.
Yeah, it's basically the largest adult catalog company in existence. Find out why we are so hard to resist. Yeah, I want my 10-year-old checking that crap out.
That gives yourself a fleshlight. We should do a porn issue. We really should do. We should really should do a porn episode.
I need to do some prep work. Yeah.
Research.
The only thing I actually liked out of this magazine was them testing the one Go Anywhere camera where they blew it up with like firecrackers in a garbage can.
That's nice.
That's the only thing I liked out of here at all.
I have a printer. If you notice, that printer's been behind you for the past couple weeks.
Yeah.
Because I'm either going to blow it up or drop it off the third floor.
I vote for blowing it up, but then again, I'm a pyromaniac.
Into the street.
I still vote for blow it up.
Yeah, I just don't have the
women
explosive
catch
producer.
Us cheating.
We're reading this magazine.
I'm trying to find it, damn it.
You know, there is this thing called the table of contents.
I'm a man, I can't use that.
I'm sure it's
so
not in
somehow
there.
Somehow my
sure manliness... Cool. No, I'm sure it's too cool to put all the contents of your magazine in the TOC.
So somehow my manliness has been challenged because I can use a table of contents.
Yes.
Oh,
is this like I can't use the index in the back of a book either?
No.
Can't do it.
Well, I can't if it's a White Wolf product, but that's beside the point.
What does that mean?
White Wolf Gaming Company is notorious for really badly put together indexes. They will have things like C page XX because they forgot to, in the printing stage, put the actual page number in place of the placeholding XX.
That's funny.
And moreover, sometimes when they actually give you a page number, it bears absolutely no relevance whatsoever to what you were looking for.
Here you go, Largo. Read dramatically.
I'm not going to read all 35 of them because
no,
well, that would be bad. But one that immediately sticks out down here at number 11 is do not download Kazaa. Grow up and start paying for music.
Okay, frankly, I use Kazaa, LimeWire, BearShare to
E-Donkey.
Yeah, to search for other things.
TV shows?
No, other things that may be on people's hard drives, like report cards or tax returns. That's a whole other episode in and of itself.
At number three, do not overclock your computer, and then in parentheses, whatever that means.
Yeah, tell
so
it to Julia.
How tech savvy are these people?
Don't overclock, whatever that means. So don't put a clock on top of your computer, because that's bad.
Don't buy a totally budget MP3 player, then buy white earbuds to play it off as though you own an iPod.
Can you smell the animosity rising in this room?
There will be no one to stop us this time.
Can we hack their website and change next
No. Year? But I might be able to put a bug in some people's ears. Oh, man, if that gets out, like, tomorrow, for some reason, their site gets turned upside down. They did it! Living in sin!
Only people who listen to us would be able to say it.
Cool!
Of course, that'd
what
be
else you got there, Largo?
That'd be a huge blast in our popularity.
And I'm really not seeing anything else that was, you know, just standout annoying.
What page is that?
92.
Que pagina.
There you go.
92?
Yeah. 92.
Talk away, boys.
Docking Bay 92.
Stormtroopers not the
well,
dark.
That was 94.
I know.
I would love to own.
But the Stormtroopers who got lost went to 92.
I would love to open up a bar called Docking Bay 94.
Well, that's the boy and I wanted to open up a pizza place at one point called Zaha Doom.
If you go to Zaha Doom, you will eat. Fed.
No, it shouldn't be. If you go to Zaha Doom, you will dine.
We could have different themed tables, too. Like if you're a Narn, you have to sit on the floor.
You have to sit on the floor. Only... No. You have to sit on the floor only... but you have to eat off the floor if there are people sitting in the
Centauri
in the Centauri tables.
By the way, apologies to anybody who's not a Babylon 5 geek.
Or is a Centauri or a Narn.
Because, once again, we would have just gone over
don't
your head.
Don't these people believe in page numbers?
Probably like every so many pages you'll find a number. It might
once
not
again,
even be
the... not necessarily corresponding to the number of the page actually is.
Is this a sneaker with
a boombox in it? Yeah.
Yeah. Is that real?
Yes.
No, it's not.
No, it's dead serious. It's real.
No.
Yeah.
Like
it's
this,
stupid,
like
but
this,
it's real.
Like this badonkadonk mouse.
Badonk mouse?
It's an ass. With a thong. That can't be real tech. This can't
wanna
be real
bet?
Tech.
Oh, yeah. I remember that article. Yeah, that's real. It's crap, but it's real.
Who wants an ass for a mouse? I'm gonna go ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom.
You know, boy, you're making an awful lot of noise with that mic.
Sorry.
Anyway, keep talking. Oh, jeez, that's loud.
Nah, I won't make any more noise. How's
thank
that?
You.
Well, no, we want you to make noise, just not with the mic. Because I think we have superseded the previous boy word count by leaps and bounds tonight.
Well, I've had enough alcohol, let me just speak.
Ah, so that's the trick.
Yes, you give me a little for schnookered, and I'll speak at great length, whether you want me to or not.
If you absolutely must, avoid using you, your, L, or emoticons.
Which I use all the time.
Yeah, sure.
Well, the emoticons, not you and...
So you need to have the emoticon for a fist going up an ass just for them.
We can build it. They would come. We can build it. We can make it faster, stronger, better.
Do not spend money on weapons for use in fantasy online games. Even
so
if they're invested
gear.
With magical powers. Yeah, I could buy that one. Did you see that there's an article I read online the other day that says that some people are having to pay tax on virtual property that they own?
What?
Yeah, I can't remember where that was. I can't remember. It was like a Second Life.
How
in
the hell can you charge
online.
Unless they're paying, unless it's game tax?
No. I mean like real world tax. Like these people are paying money for this virtual property. And for some reason, there's some loop. I don't know. If you've read this article, email us, livinginsin@synthetica.org. I said something about paying taxes on it or something.
That can't be
bumpkis.
Right.
Okay, do not become really, really good at Dance Dance Revolution.
Oh, I forgot about that one, yeah.
Okay, yeah, do not take a shower and become very good at Dance Dance Revolution. If you've ever been at an anime
DDR
convention,
game.
Oh, man, it gets mighty ripe in those DDR
oh,
rooms.
Oh, God, yeah.
And the otaku spends time in their car to sleep.
Yes, more so than in the rave rooms.
Yeah, the rave rooms, at least the chickies clean up a bit.
Yeah, they at least have big fans going in there.
Smart move.
I'm telling you, if you're an otaku, take a shower. It's amazing how far you'll get.
Now, see, I am an otaku, and I do shower.
Yeah, we shower.
However, I don't think I'm getting anywhere.
Do not bandy about terms like 720p or 30fps or bitrate, especially if you know what these terms really mean.
So, how technologically illiterate are these people that write this magazine?
Oh,
FPS,
hey.
Frames per second. You know what your video card does?
Okay, here's one that digs right at me.
Okay.
Do not end your .sig file with a famous quotation, especially one by Nietzsche. Screw you. God is dead and you killed him.
Apparently you missed the tagline above the title there, boy. They're America's Gadget Guide, apparently, or what they're trying to be.
No, that was just this issue.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Do not abbreviate laugh with L, or as in LOL, ROTFL, or IJCMPLISH. What?
They actually do. If you look down at the bottom of the page on an asterisk half, what that actually stands for.
I just crapped my pants. I laughed so hard. What the hell?
So anyway, I think we're spending far more
time
on this
crappy
magazine.
Yeah, I just want to...
We need to write a firmly worded...
strongly worded letter to the manufacturer of this magazine.
Yeah, so a.k.a. we need to take a crap in a padded envelope.
Send this by weight.
No,
where's the postage paid stamp?
So like what they used to do to the people here in the borough when they, you know, got pissed off, the borough giving tickets too often. What they do is take their parking ticket home with them.
Right.
They used to have a postage postage will be paid by receivee envelope. They tape them to bricks with the money in them for the parking ticket and mail them back. So it was about $8 or $9 in postage for a $15 ticket.
Nice. Obviously, they don't do that anymore.
No.
Well, then again, you got to admit, the borough around here is a little overzealous when it comes to
well,
ticketing.
Well, I'll put it this way. My fiancé was parking to visit me when I lived in the old apartment with Slick. And, Slick, Stinko Man, and I can't think of another good term, so we're going to leave it at that. But Buff and Stuff, there we go.
Yeah.
So Slick, Stinko Man, and Buff and Stuff. When I was living there, she would come to visit me often, and the one time she parked the wrong direction on the highway and was waiting in her vehicle for me to come down.
Right.
And the municipality, the meter reader basically, pulled up beside her and went, "You can't park here, you have to move." So she drove around the parking and pulled in the parking area,
uh-huh.
parking in the right direction, and left her car there, went inside to get me. We came out, there was a ticket on there that said that she was parked illegally in the wrong direction on the highway, $15 fine. And she grabbed it, looked around, the guy swung around the corner in his vehicle, flipped her the bird and laughed at her and drove off.
Uh-huh. Did she fight this one?
How? How can you prove he did it? How can you prove where you were parked?
It's called a camera.
Yeah, and he can say you moved it and took the picture.
Well, he would actually have to show up for that.
Yeah, that he'd have to show up for.
Yeah, but, you know, I'll tell you what, Chunky Nuts, if you're actually listening to our show,
what are the chances?
I doubt he will, but I swear
soon
to
enough,
God,
soon
I
enough,
know
my
you,
friends, soon enough.
I know what you look like, and I'm pretty sure I know that you smell. So I'll be able to find you somewhere, somehow, some way.
Speaking of smell, I hate to say this. Kit and I like to do the, never mind, I'm not going to get into this right now.
I was
going to
say, if you're talking about nasty business in places that stink, I really don't want to know about it.
Hey-o!
Yes.
Thank you for sharing. That's enough.
You're welcome.
Move
next
on.
Topic.
Next topic. Next song, Kyle.
So we really didn't talk about anything.
Not yet, not really, no.
Well, we've talked about
many things.
We talked about the Krabby magazine. We talked about the PS3. We talked briefly
about let's talk about that pizza box on top of my...
Talk about the pizza
yes,
box?
Yes, I got this at a family gathering. Look at what that is.
See the light, Verizon FIOS.
Yes, that is a pizza box for Verizon fiber optic service.
So
a pizza box.
They sent you a pizza box.
No.
It had a pizza in it.
I bought pizza, and it had that in it.
They're advertising on fucking pizza boxes?
Oh, yes.
Yes,
there was pizza in there, as you can tell from the grease stains.
From the grease stains, yeah. That's disturbing.
Yeah, and believe it or not, these came from Long Island. We don't even have Fios around here.
You know the thing that makes me giggle? Speaking of Verizon trying to sell off their stuff, they sent me a letter, which appeared to be a wedding invitation from
what?
Texas. Yeah. And well, I know some people in Texas, so maybe they're getting married and they want me to come. So I ripped the... I ripped the fucker open, and it's RSVP by this date. You know, where, blah, blah, blah. What? Verizon DSL.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Did you save it?
Yeah, I have it.
Can I have it?
Sure.
Sweet.
It's at the apartment. I'll dig it out for you.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
And it's about, you know, you can get Verizon DSL for $30 a month if you pre-order for a year. You know, you set up a subscription for a year.
That's fantastic.
Get your first month free. I'm like, you cocksuckers. I actually thought somebody was getting fucking married and got my hopes up. I'm like,
that's
a
road
trip. And it was blah. I mean, come on.
By the way, we really ought to enjoy being able to swear what we can, because if this happens...
Yes, get it out now. Get the
seven words.
Fuck you, fuck.
Motherfuck. Fuck, fuck.
Get the seven words out now.
Balls, sweaty balls. Balls of plenty. Where?
I'm not going any further, because I might screw up like Jay did. And I'll never live it down.
Balls of
plenty. In my mouth.
Wait, that's not right.
Oh, man.
Keep talking, boys.
Apologies to anybody who is not a Kevin Smith fan, because we once again...
Because you should be.
I am a Kevin Smith fan, and I still haven't seen Jersey Girl.
What? You haven't really missed much.
Yeah, I've heard it kind of
Not so good?
I've heard it was but I haven't seen it for myself to verify.
Isn't
it a remake?
Dex, you saw it?
Yes, a while ago.
Ah. No, it's not a remake of anything. But it suffered from the Bennifer curse. Which, of course, you know, it's kind of funny that he went from a Jennifer to another Jennifer, except this Jennifer is actually cool.
And hot. And hot!
Shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, tits. There.
Ah, George Carlin, seven words you can't say.
Rat shit, bat shit, dirty old butt,
49 assholes tied in a knot. Yay, lizard shit, fuck!
All right, boys.
That was also George Carlin, his all-purpose cheer.
It's no bullshit.
Now that we're done with the little George Carlin love fest here,
we're doing new.
All right, we're gonna do some parks. We've got park headlines.
I thought we weren't doing this anymore.
Yeah, we are, because some of these are pretty
good. Those chicks in that little window thing are kind
of
nice.
Yeah, some of these chicks are really hot. But anyway. Okay, so brain scans of those in love nearly identical with those who have mental illness.
I think I actually read that article.
Having solved all other crimes, Maryland police turn to night vision goggles to catch people without seatbelts on. Canadian hospital tells dying man in hospital parking lot to call 911, wait for ambulance. Oh, man. Zoo officials claim that fame of the red panda, who stands on two hind legs, has made him too tired for booty calls.
What? Hey, weren't you telling me about the Photoshop Friday that was about inserting lights?
Oh, yeah, let me see if I can find that. Alright, we'll do that after the show.
Well, but I just wanted to mention the Tiananmen Square one simply because...
Oh, yeah, I'll show it to you because it completely changes the entire mood of the picture. There's a picture of the student standing in front of all the tanks at Tiananmen Square, and someone photoshopped him holding a lightsaber, and it just completely changes the entire mood of the photo.
And I'm quite sure there are some people out there who will find that horrendously offensive, and all we can say to them is, it's a fucking joke.
Yeah, it's living in sin. Well, you know what, fellas? It's 47 minutes. We're gonna call it quits.
We got a closing theme to kick into.
Yeah, we got some music. What do you got? Something else to say? You got something to say about it?
Wait. Yeah, bitch.
So we're actually making a short show for a change. I guess this will compensate for the two long ass shows.
Yeah, this will allow us to
regroup,
to stop, and to look at some pictures and laugh. And then to
go back to our respective lives or what passes for those.
Yes.
And prepare for next week's show.
So the name of this track is
Heroin, and I think it was Wolfram, or for the life of me cannot remember the band name, but
doesn't matter.
Yeah, if we ever get this show put up, we'll actually list it, label it. And,
yes.
Yes, we'll list the songs in our shows, maybe.
No, we did it. We started doing it.
Yeah, we did that last time.
Yeah.
Well, the time before the Star Wars extravaganza.
Which is coming.
Yeah, eventually.
We have time. It's still in theaters.
our episode for the movie.
Both.
Lucas, give us our show back.
We're going to
head out.
All right, guys. We'll see you.
We'll see you in a week, maybe.
When we see you.
And hopefully. Maybe we'll see you on the radio.
Maybe.
And Dexter Douglas.
Largo.
The boy.
Later. Okay, maybe not.
That's what, 2 weeks in a row we've done it?
Yeah.
The streets at night to see her stumbling through the rain. A skinny figure in the dark, a face, a shade of gray. Begging here and barking there, she's swearing all the time. Her fingers fumbling with her hair, a dirty mess of crime. And she starts to cry, and she's asking why her life's always the same. But she does not see that, unfortunately, there's no one here to blame. Heroin, she said, was the best I had. No more mountains left to climb. Oh, the world's so slow. All my dreams just too high to be fulfilled in time.
receding eyes, so I start to disguise and say that everything's alright. And the reason why I pretended and lied is that I don't want to kill the poor dream that's left in the deepest cleft of the thing that she calls will. Heroin, she said, was the best I had. No more mountains left to climb. Oh, the world's so slow. All my dreams just too high to be a thing in time. Heroin, she said, was the best I had. No more mountains left to climb. Too high to be the kind of kind. Heroin, she said, was the best I had. No more mountains left to climb. Oh, the world's so slow. All my dreams just too high to be the kind of kind. Heroin, she said, was the best I had. No more mountains left to climb.
Check, nothing but sound check.